0530.
Parafini, parafini, ma cosa pela? Ma cosa pela? È unga la gastoma? Di piango, la gastoma di piango.
Dica chitica, musa vinderera qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Lusaka civic leader gives the LCC 72-hour ultimatum to address the ongoing water scarcity in Kalikiliki compound. In African news, Cape Verde declares a state of emergency after deadly floods. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Kalikiliki Independent Ward 35 Councillor Shadrack Chimwanga has issued a 72-hour ultimatum to the Lusaka City Council LCC to address the ongoing water scarcity affecting residents of Kalikiliki compound, particularly in the Weba and Kalale communities. In a later address to the council, Councillor Chimwanga expressed a deep concern over the continued lack of access to clean water, a crisis that he says has persisted since June last year. He noted that the situation has forced the residents to travel long distances in search of water, placing a heavy burden on families. Councillor Chimwanga also lamented the council's silence despite his repeated attempts to engage them. He further warned that the ongoing water crisis poses a serious threat to public health and could lead to an outbreak of waterborne diseases if not addressed urgently. The Lusaka City Council is yet to respond to the ultimatum. Kitwa residents have appealed to the government to prioritize the construction of long-lasting tarmac roads and ensure that works are completed before the onset of the rainy season. Some residents stressed the importance of engaging experienced local contractors who understand the territory and can deliver quality infrastructure. They argued that local contractors are better positioned to monitor and ensure that roadworks meet the required standards. The residents cautioned against relying solely on foreign contractors who in some cases use substandard materials that wear out quickly, leaving roads in poor condition. They, however, urged the local authority to act swiftly so that construction is completed on schedule and not delayed by seasonal rains. Residents of Chikupeli in Luano district have expressed a gratitude to the government for rehabilitating the roads leading to their area, a development they say has resulted in reduced transport fares. Speaking on behalf of the community, Noah Shinka said the improved road infrastructure has eased the movement and facilitated affordable public transport services. Mr. Shinka noted that before the rehabilitation works, the poor state of the road made travel costly and difficult, limiting access to essential services. He added that the upgraded roads has now enhanced access to health facilities, schools and other social services, thereby improving the quality of life for residents. A beekeeper in Kapirimponshi has encouraged other local dwellers to venture into honey production for their economic sustainability. Christina Nangoi of Chifankole's area has shared her experience on how beekeeping is done. Mrs. Nangoi has also underscored how venturing into beekeeping saves the trees from deforestation, thereby contributing positively to tackling climate change. She was speaking in an interview with Common Radio News.
So nomba ngatua bika filia munchi tulemba so ngatua imba tuabre ma container tuai tuai bika mwa menshi ehe pakutishi mushira shira isa kumanga nda kutishire tuchinja shire tusha pamanda so shire no ameshira ene shire twala kuli oka ngwe mumpanga filia shira ya ma flowers pink sana mumpanga filia filia senda ko ola shire twala no pa kumbo no ne se panga no mbo buchi awe bai takuri kuteme fimuti so buya ntanshi kuli po ba pena ngatua bika ngatawa teme fim dishi mushile chali teme fim terere sana pe so moshi samra mwine shibi mpashile ikala mwine mwi ola ya jipano wuya ntanshile tuwa nipanga mwina cooperative fertilizer tula fola wuya ntanshi wonsobo so ni shitwa kwa teme fertilizer bala tuwa fusha na kutipela fertilizer kwa utabari ingilo kuteme fim uti fim uti fidi ya fila chingiri ya fingiri mbi nefula inesha tayo kila mwina nduwa kuteme fim uti fidi ya so nga mle kome fim uti ni shimfula ni mpita kwa kulaba olo futa mwa kulaba kwa hata mwona ne fintu ifingi sana sana ifia kupala ngobu.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that we have a current business rates.
Every 20 seconds someone wins in the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo. We're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via mobile, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go. The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Hello, Bongo Bongo. Again, more than 500 days, free bets, cashbacks. Ah, now you're just showing off.
Spin slots, bet sports, rule relay. Bongo Bongo's calling.
And ignoring the call? That's bad luck, boss.
Play now. Your jackpot is waiting.
18 plus. Bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business today, Mikengo, Zama Oja, Zamele Kalandira, Ife, Takomboni Radio, Nizi.
50 kg Lumanda, 700. 50 kg Ondwe, 250. 50 kg Chinese, 120. 50 kg Repu, 160. 50 kg Kalembula, 250. 50 kg Delele, 700. 50 kg mupilu.